Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
Mine's Tony Hearn.
And we've been having a right grin about what's on this show this week.
Yeah.
It's a lot heavier than last week. This week's show is a lot heavier than last week. Here's the proof with the first track, brand new, out on Batak Records, and thanks very much, Damson, and it's through. This is Strong Intention. To the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Strong Intention that we've never played before. And do you know what that song was called?
What's that?
Third Space Gorilla Generator.
Nice.
That is a great title. And I've managed to have them as the only band I haven't found out the website for, I've just realised. We'll do the website for them later on in the show when I've tracked it down. But yeah, as a little bit different to what we normally play, but the most of the stuff from Patak is fairly hardcore punk, and I'd put that in that category, basically. Top track, though. Now then, mate, have you... what was I going to ask you?
Don't know.
Doesn't matter, does it? I said it's a lot heavier this week. It's actually not. We're playing some heavier tracks this week. I've just looked down the track listing. We've also got some neo-rockabilly, some psychobilly, and some Finnish blues. So what am I talking about? And some garage. So there's all sorts. Now, I have had, I'm pleased to say, a joke for Comedy Suburbs and a poem for Poetry Corner.
Ooh.
Which I'm very, very pleased about. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, please do email Paulie B at Punky Radio, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Joni Hayes Jizz did, Tony.
Nice.
She's back with another limerick. She's still moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. That's a quote from me. And it goes as follows. Hey, P&T. Paulie sampled the delights of Norway as Tony Rex's new gaff in a sure way. They still find time for us and a quick little chorus as they jerk off to I Did It My Way.
Nice.
That Joni Hayes Jizz the Chelsea Chuff Chomper. As if that wasn't enough, I've had a joke through from Australia.
Okay.
And hello to Edwin Power. I think he's a first-time contributor to the show. Hi, Edwin. And he puts in brackets, listening from Australia with a joke. Okay. Hi, Paulie B. Love the accent. Thank you very much. There's this Cockney geezer, stops a bloke in the street and says, here, John, tell us the way to Wembley. The other geezer says, hey, how do you know my name was John? He replied, I guessed. Then the bloke says, "Well, fucking guess your way to Wembley."
Anyway, nice.
That is a classic London thing to say to someone as well. He's even put on the bottom of this, "Send from my iPad," open brackets, "show off," close brackets.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you have a joke for me, do send it to paulieb@punkyway.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. I'm cracking on straight away with the next song, mate.
Okay.
This is the first one of two that have come through this week from People Like You Records and Simon Says. Hello, Simon Knott. Thanks for sending it. We have played a track off both of the bands that we're playing on this week's show, but hang on, the second half, you know what I mean, before. This one up now, a band called Authority Zero. They have a new album out right now. What is Authority Zero's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AuthorityZero.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie being the Internet Nil, and this is Crashland.
Silence, and we see these crazy things. While this world goes on corrupted, we lose sight of our being. What's the point in desperate measures when we're out of desperate time? When our hope has been succumbed to fear and filled within our eyes? Well, just maybe there's another way beyond this great divide. As we dream an unforgiving dream of all the things we hide, as we're looking to the future and we're holding to the past, now we're falling from the sky once more, and now we're falling fast. So let's get right out of here, crash land and be on our way, before it's too late. Yeah, yeah, crash land with no controls. What do you say? What's the matter with this picture? It's time to set it straight. We've got our course with engines failing. We'll try to make they circulate. The air's been thick up here for miles and miles. It seems to never clear. Conducting energy and dimensions, we've been programmed to adhere. Spewing filth face down in trenches, bruising better, bleeding eyes, infected far beyond recovery, holding on with dear life inside. Just as we're soaring toward the future, equally holding to the past, and now we're falling from the sky once more, and now we're falling fast. So let's get right out of here, crash land and be on our way, before it's too late. Yeah, crash land with no controls. What do you say? It's getting harder to sleep, it's where I've lost my mind. I'm spinning right out of control, and as illusions taking over, we find another gateway to the soul. Corrupted paradise, a landslide, an unforgiving dream that we once knew. Grow the bottom, open range rejected, contaminated by the wicked flu. While systems fail, this is an SOS for help as we suffocate. Pressure grows in strength, the dense jokes are every turn we make. Sounds of mayday, can you hear me? Low on fuel and burning fast. Don't know how long we can survive this, cause we're going down and falling fast. So let's get right out of here, crash land and be on our way, before it's too late. Yeah, yeah. Crash land with no controls. What do you say? Do you say? What do you say?
appear. Crash land and be on our way. Before it's too late, yeah. Crash land with no controls. What do you say? Do you say? Yeah. Let's get right out of here and be on our way. Before it's too late, yeah, yeah. Crash land with no controls. What do you say?
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I have found out the website for Strong Intention, the first band we played on the show this week. What is Strong Intention's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Strong Intention.
It is. It's Tony too, probably being in the internet. I almost wish I hadn't found it. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Lovely.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall. It's probably one of the best ways to get in touch with us and get your stuff read out on the show. Easy way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our wall, and leave us a comment. I'll read them out. Alternatively, if you are the Google Plus persuasion, and let's face it, not many of you are, gplus.2/punkyradio, and do the same. Leave us a comment on our wall, add us to your circle, email me and tell me what it's all about. Thank you very much. I've got two comments this week on Facebook. First up from Limousine, who say, "Hi Paul and Tony, big thanks and big cigars to playing Jennifer X on your show."
I love that song.
It was the last song we wrote and recorded for the album. Recorded it live in the studio in two takes after a massive 48 hour bender, and half the band can't remember even playing it. Cheers, Limousine.
That is the perfect scenario for bands recording great music, and it is a superb song as well. I really like it.
And just got a quick comment up from Derek Koski, who says, "A new CD by the 99ers is in the mail to you. Should be with you by this time next week." Thank you very much, Derek.
We'll be looking forward to that very, very much, for a little bit of sort of Beach Boys Ramonesy, quite light, catchy, melodic pop, isn't it?
It's nice.
I say pop punk. We'll definitely be playing a couple of tracks off that. I say pop, but it's all rock and roll, isn't it, the 99ers as well?
It's nice, I like it.
You do like it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good driving music. It is. It's really, really good driving music. Next track this week, Tone, got a little bit of a story behind it, as it goes.
Okay.
Because I only got this CD about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I went into the recording studio in a barn outside of Chelmsford in Essex, and I finished up about 3 o'clock, at which time the Wigsville Spliffs came in to rehearse. Now, you probably don't know the Wigsville Spliffs, but they were old-school neo-rockabilly stroke psychobilly sort of 80s club for regulars, and any psychobilly worth his salt will know them, and most rockabillys will. And they actually played the psychobilly meeting last year in Spain, but I was too drunk, I didn't see them. Slightly embarrassing, but anyway, really, really lovely meeting them today. And one of the guys in the band, I have a feeling, has done some backing vocals on one of the songs that are going on my new album. I didn't ask him, but he's certainly in the Scourge as well. Fabulous blokes. And they said, "Oh, we finally got an album out," because they never did a studio album. All the songs they recorded, they ended up putting on various compilation albums, and they finally got together and put down a 12-track album. And mate, it's brilliant. It's really, really good. They gave me a copy on the way out. I should have asked for two so we could have given one away in the competition, but you'll just have to buy it if you like it. So this isn't psychobilly, this is neo-rockabilly. So it's a little bit harder than rockabilly, a little bit lighter than psychobilly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I said to them, "Which track should I play off this album?" And they said, "Play the title track." So that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's not my favourite. The track before it, track four, is my favourite, and I'm going to play that in the future, because it's reminiscent of a song by Restless many years ago called The Girl Invisible, which is one of my favourite songs. So I will be playing that in the future as well. But right now, we'll do the website a bit afterwards. Right now, this is brand new off the album Fat 41. This is the Wigsville Spliffs and Fat 41. So, Tony, what is Wigsville Spliffs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WigsvilleSpliffs.
No, MySpace.com/WigsvilleSpliffsOfficial. There are other ways to find out about them, but that is the sort of the easiest portal, I would say. And we will be playing another track of that CD in future weeks because it's fantastic. It's really, really good. I would check them out and I would buy that. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
We had another skip day. I think that's the only thing we did last week. We had more excavating with Bill. Excavation.
You love time. Having a skip outside your house, don't you?
Can't beat it.
You're so camp.
I know. but yeah, it's good. We managed to fill it and they've dug out completely the kitchen floor now. So we've gone 300 mil down to put in. Cause we've got to get a new concrete base put in, insulation. But yeah, so that's out of the way. So pipes coming in this week. So that'd be nice. Can't beat a bit of pipes.
I do like a well laid pipe.
Yeah. Have you looked at anything?
Yeah, loads, mate. Last Thursday was the New Act runners up final of my New Act competition, which was in the Engineers Arms in Henlow in Bedfordshire, and it was terrific.
Okay.
It was really, really good. And congratulations to Damien Kingsley and Barry Ferns for going through to the final, which will now officially be at the subscription rooms in Stroud. We managed to work it out to get a final down there. We've got part one of the final the day before in Holsworthy in Devon, so I've managed to make it a two-nighter for all the acts concerned. It's going to be great fun. Really, really looking forward to it. And thank you very much to Kev and everyone else at the pub for making it a great night. Sold out. Brilliant.
Okay.
Then I thought I'd got the night off on Friday, but then I didn't have. I got offered a gig in Hereford, and that suited me because I had a gig in Chester on Saturday. So I went to the Courtyard Theatre in Hereford. What a bitch of a drive that was getting there. But got there, had another great gig, went out after. Somehow, Tony, I'm not proud of this, I somehow managed to spend 90 quid.
Okay.
When I went out afterwards. I just must have been buying everyone drinks.
Yeah.
I had 3 pints before I went on. And they'd run out of food, and I actually felt quite pissed. And when I went to get on the stage, I fell over. I fell over on stage. Everyone thought I'd done it on purpose. And I really hurt my knee, and I just walked up to the mic going, ow, ow. They were really laughing. It's not funny. Yeah, do you always do this? No, I don't. Ow, I'd be broken. Anyway, had a really good gig there. Next day, out of the hotel at midday, went to see my friend Anna, who's a stand-up comic, who lives in a barn on the outskirts of Ross-on-Wye. I've got a song about that. And had lunch with her and a good old catch up and saw some horses who got very scared by a hailstorm, but we didn't let them in. And then I drove up to Chester, where I did Alexander's in Chester. I had a great time again.
Okay.
And I was on with a guy up there called Tidder Owen, who is a Welsh act who has his own TV show in Wales in Welsh.
Oh, blimey.
Shame it's in Welsh. If it had been in English, I might have asked him if I could maybe go on there, but I can't.
Yeah.
Welsh isn't that good. It's not quite as good as me Norwegian, to be honest with you. So, yeah, did that. And then, as I say, I didn't get away from there till midnight. Got home about 3:15 this morning. And I was up at 8 to drive over to Chelmsford to go in at the recording studio, where I have successfully laid down the vocals on. So we've now got the final mix of Hanging Around in My Pants, those of you that have been
nice
in tabs on my album. So that's now done. We've also done Tiny Handed Girlfriend, which is a bit of a cracker. And we also did, what was it? Oh, we also finished Married Men Are More Prepared to Die, which is
all
set as a country song, and I may play it next week. I might play that on next week's show. It sounds fantastic. It just sounds like a country and western number with hilariously bad swearing. And I also recorded a Norwegian dance number. For no other reason than I could. And what I might do, Tony, if it's all right with you, I might send you the MP3 of the Norwegian dance number when I've got it.
Yeah.
And say, do you think I can get away with playing this on Punky?
Do it.
I think you're going to say no, right? I think you're going to go, no, mate, that does not fit the remit at all.
We played lots of different things before, and I'm pretty sure it'd be alright.
Yeah, we have, but this is, I've sort of called this Norwegian Anglo-centric dark wave dance music specifically for the Scandinavian market. Yeah, quite a long title. I can only describe it as, you know, the band Trio that did Da Da Da.
Yeah.
If you can imagine them doing a gig in a gay bar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really go into more detail than that, but it's at first hearing it sounds like the sort of thing you'd probably snort poppers to until it gets going, and then you go, what on earth is this? And it's just me saying the words I know in Norwegian with a dance beat underneath it. Pathetic. I'm such a laugher. So yeah, anyway, so we'll see. I'll send it to you and you can make the decision.
Okay.
Interestingly, track 4 is from a country that borders Norway, just at the top. A band from Finland called Slideshaker, and this is from the vaults, very definitely. We have played this song, but not for years. It's from an album that I have noticed that they did bring out another EP that I never got called Jailbait Blues, which I might try and track down. But I interviewed Slideshaker in Haarlem in Holland. They were on with Sweatmaster and Wary Lossard. Lovely blokes. And we haven't played anything by them for ages. And I was just thinking about this album the other day, and I had a quick listen. I thought, do you know what? I haven't played the next song we're about to play enough. Absolutely brilliant. I love it. What is Slideshaker's Last FM page?
Lastfm.com, last.fm/bands/slideshaker.
Sort of, but no, it's lastfm/music.slideshaker.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, you're about to hear, after this, you'll be hearing 60 Second Swingers with a cover version that's called 60 Second Swinger. I'll tell you about them after this. I love this. This is a kind of weird sort of Finnish blues, I suppose, but it's got a really cool, it's a bit fast for blues, but it's got a really cool, slimy sort of rock and roll. It's another great driving song. This is Train Slowing Down.
One-way ticket to Fishtown. The
That was 60 Second Swingers, Tony, in a song called 60 Second Swinger, which is the B-side of their new single, which is out now on Banana Something Records. And if I wasn't such an idiot, I'd have it close to hand. They're a French band.
Okay.
And great garage stuff. Great danceable garage stuff. The A-side is really, really full-on psychedelic with a fairly difficult vocal, which is why I've played the B-side now. But if we get more from them, I will play more. And the label are fantastic. And thank you so much to the label for sending that through. And I'm sorry I don't have your details to hand. Maybe I'll find them by the end of the show. Maybe I'll forget. Who knows? You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street in London, so do check it out if you are around. It's always a quality night every night, I think. But this weekend, Friday to Sunday again, 27th of April, Bookshot Soup, The Lagan, The Brides of Kong, and Hallelujah Trails. Trails. So Juanita Moonshine Promotions presents tonight.
So they've just started showing up there, haven't they? That's the second or third one.
Yeah, recently, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm.
You should try and find out about Juanita Moonshine.
Juanita.
Juanita.
Yes. Well, how much do you think it is, though?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
Saturday, Wonk Unit, Midway Still, The Dead Identities, Ferocity Lights and The Dissociates. I think we've played most of those. It's a London Calling night.
A, it's a London Calling night, so it's brilliant. B, Wonk Unit and Dead Identities are on. And we saw both of them at the... Did we see them at the Black Market? Did we see Dead Identities at Black Market?
I don't think we did. They played. I've heard Dead Identities, but I don't think I've ever seen them.
Oh, maybe not. I thought I'd seen them.
Maybe.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah.
But anyway, both great bands. And I didn't know Dead Identities were still going. So Wonk Unit and Dead Identities, if you're listening, do let us know whether you've got any new stuff out at Dead Identities. Because they're best mates with Wonk Unit, aren't they? They've done gigs with them before. They toured with them before.
They're back in when they started, isn't it? The early days.
Back in the old days, mate.
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Sunday night.
Well spent, by the way.
It's a great night. On Sunday night, Anglia, Brandy Rowe and Jamie Hay, and plus open mic sessions from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. so maybe it's a bit of an all-dayer. How much do you think it is?
Well, I don't know, maybe the open mics are free in the afternoon, maybe it's you pay after 6, so I'll go a fiver.
£3.
Oh, that's good value.
That's it for the Talk Buckle.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. Beautifully done, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey,
Peter.
I tell you what.
What's that?
I've got some psychobilly for you now, mate.
Okay.
I don't think we've played this song before. A band called Klingons, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary, and they're doing a gig very soon in Manchester. So it fits in with your gig guide. I can't remember the date of it, but it's soon. What you could do is go on their website. Well, it's the closest thing they've got to a website, to be fair. And maybe you'll find a link to somewhere where you can find out about it. Or just type them into the net. What do you think the closest thing they've got resembling a website is?
Is it some kind of fan page? Maybe myspace.com / Klingons fans?
No, it's klingons.fanspace.com.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't ask you what 60 Second Swingers MySpace page was.
myspace.com/60secondswingers.
Yeah, how are you doing the 60? Words or numbers?
Numbers.
Numbers, you're right, man. Yeah. It's Tony 3, Paulie being the Internet 3. That's quite cool.
Did we do Sly Shaker?
Yeah, that was the last FM one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't so long ago, Tony. It's supposed to be me that can't remember anything. Did Bill take a sledgehammer to you as well?
A little bit.
Anyway, this is from... Now, the album I've got this on is a Best of Klingons collection that came out about 10 years ago on, I think, Raucous Records. Or certainly you can find out about them through Raucous. This is Jungle Fever. That was Klingon's Jungle Fever, Tone.
Cool.
And the guitar player in Klingons now is Dave DeVille, who's also in the Veronas, who also now feature Rob Tyler from Restless. So there you go. That's a punky connection right there. And I'll be seeing Klingons this summer at the Psychobilly meeting where they're playing as well. So there you go. I've got one gig right. They're on at the end of June in Pineda de Mar. It's a fabulous festival. If you get the chance to go, do. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So what are you doing this week?
More of the same. Working house. Taking odd days off in the week and then working at weekends, trying to juggle everything. But yeah, it's all cracking on now with people coming in and things. So plumbers, electrician, maybe the builders in this week. We had a problem with some... We took a skirting board off in the week and found that all the bricks had dropped underneath, so the wall's fundamentally collapsing, so we need to get steel put up and the wall rebuilt.
Excellent.
You know, the joys of the house renovation. But yeah.
I need an RSJ.
Yes.
I love RSJ. I found out what RSJs were. Do you know what it stands for?
Rolled steel joist.
Exactly, yeah. Fabulous things, RSJs.
Lovely.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
Don't drop it on your foot.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I've got a busy week.
Okay.
By the time you hear this, I will have been to see legendary Shack Shakers At somewhere in Camden, I think it might be the Underworld, and I'm going with my mate Steve and his girlfriend Lisa, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. They've got a legendary frontman. They're not just called Legendary for Nothing, who is like loads and loads of American bands are fans of this band and fans of this frontman, and say he's the last crazy rock and roll guy, and really looking forward to seeing him. That's Monday. Tuesday, I've got a gig in Ripon. Wednesday, I'm doing, I think it's called the Studio 7 Theatre in Leeds. Thursday, I've got a gig in Bishop Stortford. Friday and Saturday, I'm doing Watford Jonglers. I'm well busy.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've got. So if you're in any of those places over the next week, the gig in Bishop Stortford's new. I haven't got the address for it yet. But if you are in any of those places this week, do drop by and say hi. Someone dropped by actually and said hi in Chester. A guy called Andy. Hi there, mate. Which was nice. So
cool.
So that's my week. It's just completely full on. I've got other stuff to do during the day and all that sort of thing, but I'm basically driving and gigging this week.
Yeah.
Hence, I was making the show a couple of days early. And thank you very much for giving your Sunday night up, my friend.
That's okay.
Time for the next song.
Yep.
Death by Stereo. Get British. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And Marv has asked me to tell you that he has finally got that stuff he did with you in some shape to put on iTunes.
What?
If you didn't know.
No, I didn't know that.
So you will finally see the fruit of your work.
God, be published.
The seed you planted. Yeah, yeah. He said he's sort of redone 10 or 12 songs from his previous album, and he's done some of your stuff as well.
Okay,
so you'll finally see it. Excellent work.
2006 we did that. That's not too bad going then.
Was it that long ago?
I think so.
Jesus Christ. That's we haven't played that song before, have we? Get British.
No, I don't think so, no.
You don't think so? All right, no. Good. That's from their new album as well, and thank you very much once again to people like you, Eccles and Simon, for sending that through. What is Death by Stereo's website?
Deathbystereo.co.uk.
No, deathbystereo.com.
Oh.
Probably be Internet 4, Tony 3. I wasn't expecting that.
You're the gay British through me.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got a twat?
I do. Yeah. Come at me surprised. Thank you for your twats nominations this week. I still need more. I think I do have but the one. So do email me your twats. I want the twats name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Is a twat. That's what Timo did. Thank you very much for getting in touch again, Timo.
Well done, mate.
And he says, hi, Tony. Hi. Today I'd like to nominate the head of the police force of my lovely hometown, Braunschweig, Lower Saxony, Germany. As I was going to work the same way as always this morning, there's a 2K traffic jam on the road, where it is every morning. During school holiday, it's not there, but today isn't a school holiday. So as I'm gliding along with slightly over 10 mile an hour in a 50 mile an hour speed zone, I pass an unmarked police car which is lasering my car, as well as others crawling by. In my early morning confusion, my brain racked up an explanation of maybe they're documenting the traffic jam so they can justify extending the road. No, sure enough, at the next junction there was a blocked police car waiting to pull the speeders over. So for wasting his resources, two police cars with four officers in total, i.e. my tax money for a completely pointless speed check, I think the head of police deserves a twatting. All the best, Timo, aka the Grinch. And he also goes on to say he's still in the August 2011 episodes. So he's trying to catch up though.
Bribes.
That's quite far behind. Cheers to Timo for that.
Yes, I agree. They should be catching real criminals.
Yeah.
Stop wasting our time. It's a bugbear.
Yeah. Yeah. Good to know it's the same over there as over here.
We can just go for it.
Yeah, so the head of the police force in Braunschweig, Lower Saxony, Germany,
is a twat.
Thank you very much.
And let's hope we don't drive back that way.
Nah.
Just in case. He might be a nice bloke. So, that's perfect. I've got some more stuff to say, though.
Okay.
First up, I can announce the winner and the runner-up of our amazing competition that we did for the Ramones box set, UK Subs box set, the Skids box set, the Limousine t-shirt, album and fanzine, what else was there? The Healthy Junkies CD, Grand Reserve single, and the runner-up, who gets the Healthy Junkies CD and the Grand Reserve single.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, I'm going to have to email you back because I don't know where you're from, and the runner-up, we know. The runner-up was Emma B, who got in touch last week.
Okay.
So she gets the Healthy Junkie CD and the Grand Reserve single, and Phil gets the whole lot, whoever you are, Phil. So do make sure you get back in touch. If you entered the competition and you didn't win, don't worry, got another competition this week, because Simon, from People Like You, sent me some Demented Are Go t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
So I've got two Demented Are Go t-shirts to give away, at least one of which I'll throw in the Grand Reserve single, and one of my albums as well. So you'll get a Demented Are Go t-shirt, a Grand Reserve single, and one of my old albums that I'm basically trying to get rid of, ready for the new album coming in. So if you'd like to enter, all that I want to know is send me an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email t-shirt competition, and all I want to know is what is the name of the Demented Are Go song we played at the end of this show. It's just about to happen. So, Tony.
Yes.
For the second week in a row, is that right? Or the week before? Like, I can't remember. Yeah, second week in a row, we're playing a track from the new Demented Are Go album, Welcome Back to Insanity Hall, which I think is fabulous. Thanks to Simon sending a t-shirt through. Tony, what is Demented Are Go's Facebook page?
facebook.com/DementedAreGo.
No, I honestly
always forget it.
It's facebook.com/official.DementedAreGo.
Right.
Bizarrely, Paulie B the Internet 5, Tony 3. This is Lucky Charm.
With my lucky charm, she's got that magic touch.
Dimension Argo.
Cool.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for listening this week. We haven't really mentioned anything, have we?
No.
Perhaps you'd just like to run through... It's about time we looked at iTunes again, isn't it? Maybe you could just run through iTunes.
Yeah, I'll have a look this week. Yeah, please do leave us your iTunes reviews. Really important. And it's free. Helps us massively. So please do leave us a review. If you have a moment, easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up iTunes with our music store page, you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. Log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
And also, perhaps you could just run through the 3 internet stations that carry our show.
Sure. We're on hussieskunk.com. That's hussieskunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. And we're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com.
If you're wondering what the track is underneath us right now, it's by The Scourge and is available at iTunes. Scourge is spelled S-C-U-R-G-E, and it's called Bunch of Cants. The reason that I say that is Captain Marble from The Scourge was the man in charge of recording, engineering, producing, and basically doing my recording session today. And while I was there, he gave me 3 CDs of 70 new Scourge tracks. Now, we have played quite a lot of them, but I'm going to, at some point, have a listen through all of them, because I just think they're fantastic. They're all demos, and they're going to whittle it down to 15 for a new album, and I'll give you information about that when I have it myself. That's about it. I hope you have a great week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.